going on? It's me. Oh man, I think I hate too much. No, it's me. It's Cracker Breezy. And this is hello there. And hey, what's going on? Man, new episode. The start of the new year, man. And I've been meaning to pump out some episodes, but man, I've been real busy with work, man. Yeah, I've been working all them hours, to tell you that much, man. I've been working like 5 hours a week. It's not bad, man. It's a lot of hours, though, man. I can't do all that. But, you know, you already know the deal. I can't be doing all that. I don't like working, man. I'll tell you that much. I like to be home. I like to be home, you know, to spend time, you know, just kicking it. You know, just do what you do best. And that's me just laying down on my porch, but like, you know, maybe take some those eggs from here from time to time. They were a lot like me. Those eggs, it tastes real good, man. It don't taste as good as Budweiser. But, you know, I don't do that Bud Light stuff. I think that's Mexican. But whatever it is, what it is, man. I love those eggs. Those eggs is definitely where I want to be. Oh, man. Speaking of those eggs, I'm thinking about the triple eggs. I did tell you about my sponsor a lot of time. It's Blue Chew. And that's BlueChew.com. That's right. It's BlueChew.com. And what it is, man, it's a chewable dick pill, man. It does good things for you, man. So, you know, if you're in the market for a chewable dick pill, you know, you could do all that. And, you know, and it works fast because, you know, you get to chew it, you know, because it works fast. And, you know, you don't have to have problems like that because I don't have problems. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the Blue Chewing it up, man. The Blue Chew is a good thing. So, you know, if you want to, you know, want to get yourself a free pack or something like that, you know, why don't you use my promotion code? And it's called Go F Yourself, because that ain't no goddamn real promotion. But anyways, And I got you, huh? That's pretty good, huh? Hey, you know, one day I'm going to get myself on the ESPN. That'd be pretty cool. That's what big money's going to get, man. You know what I realized, man? This podcast is like almost a year and some change now. It's a year and some change. And, you know, with all the sponsorships and the thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this lovely podcast, my lovely voice, and everything that goes with that, you know, or if, you know, maybe you just have a thing for Southern accents, I don't fucking know, but it is what it is. But if you, what you call it, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, man, like I said, it's been a good year. It's been probably a good year, and all that time, I managed to raise nothing but like $3. Actually, $2.79, which is good, because when I first started, I got 7 cents, so that's pretty cool. So, to go from 7 cents to $3, man, you know, in no time, probably a good 10 years from now, probably get me a good 30, you know, good $30 or something like that, that'd be pretty good. I could put that towards my retirement money. That'd be pretty cool, man, I tell you that much. Ain't nothing like being retired. Not retarded, but retired. You know, I can't even say that other part, huh? You can't tell you all these other things. That's a lot of words you can't say now. It's 2020, man. You figure like 100 years ago, there's probably a bunch of words that you could have said 100 years ago. You can't say them now. Yeah. That's right. But I don't got anything else. I just wanted to say and kind of reflect on that. You know, people get mad. People like to get mad over things, I swear to God. I just don't understand. I just don't understand. I'll tell you that much, man. Oh, man. Oh, no. God, strange. Oh, man. That's pretty good. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I must say I'm pretty tired. Either that or just gotta, you know, gotta stop working so hard, you know? I'm a pretty hard worker, you know, even though I only work but so many hours, but, you know, I don't do all that work stuff. You know, I've been like, hey, you know, I'm here for an hour. Put me in. What are we going to do? And the hour's done. I'm like, all right, well, and thanks. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow or something. Man, it's amazing. They're like, hey, how the hell you pay rent? Don't worry about it. You know? That's right. CB got the connections. Yep. Right. Probably, you know, I'll probably be selling that CBD. You know? And that's, you know, that's Cracker Breezy's. Well, can't be telling you what, you know, what body parts I'm selling, but, you know, CBD, Cracker Breezy, CB, you know, CBD, you know, the D, you know, whatever the hell you want to think about that. Hey, I can't help myself, man. I'm a gorgeous man. I'm a good 400 pounds, you know. Oh, my God. I tell the Mexican people to stop playing the music. You hear all that, people? I tell these people to stop playing the goddamn Mexican music. Because I don't like the Mexican music. I hate Mexicans. Wait, what? I mean, Mexican? I mean, okay, well, I don't hate them, but, you know, I love the, what you call it? I love the food, man. The food's pretty good. Yeah, you guys ever had it? Filibertas. You ever had that? Filibertas. You ever been there? Well, you know, I'm visiting a cousin out here in Phoenix. And they be like, hey, man, we need to go to the Filibertas. I'm like, Filibertas, what is that? So they be like, hey, man, you like Taco Bell? I'm like, I do. Well, fuck Taco Bell. It's dang good. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's go. And then he's telling me, hey, man, you need to try this. Carne asada fries. And I'm like, carne asada? I'm like, what is this? But then they also have a thing that says cowboy fries. And I'm like, well, naturally, which, I don't want no goddamn carne asada fries. Where the hell carne asada is. But I want me cowboy fries. Because, you know, well, yeehaw, goddamn. All right? You know, I support my cowboy. So, you know, hey, you know, yeah, best football team of all time. They didn't make it, though. But, you know, best football team of all time. Right? Dallas Cowboys, right? Waco, Texas, right? Everybody be forgetting where I'm from. They're like, hey, man, hey, Cracker Breeze, where you at? Now, where you from? I'm like, Waco. That's right. Nah, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, what part of Waco are you from? But don't worry about it, goddamn. Well, you gotta be so goddamn nosy. I don't be asking where you from. They're like, well, yeah, I guess so, huh? They were like, yeah, that's right. Oh, man. And I tell you what, man, this year is gonna be a good year. Ain't that right? I think so, man. You know? I started seeing this lady friend. I did, man, I be seeing a lot of lady friends, huh? That's kind of bad. But you know what? It doesn't help that. They all they want to do is hit me on the head with goddamn fry pan and be like, hey. But you know what? That's why 2020 I'm walking in is going to be the perfect vision. I'll be like, hey, I ain't about that goddamn thing. And if they hit me, it's going to be one and done. I ain't going to be about that life no more. I got self-respect, ladies and gentlemen. I can't be putting myself out there to be like, hey. It just, hey, it hit me. I'm a punching bag. I ain't about that. But there are some submissive people out there. And I really don't like that. But I used to be that man. But I ain't about that man. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm definitely about me. But I'm just saying, I ain't about that guy that left no more. That's right. And, that's right. Man. But, yeah, it's going to be a good year. And if you don't think so, well, I don't know what to tell you. The year just started. So if you're complaining about the year already, go out there and go do something. Complain about something else, okay? Because, you know, be more productive. Whatever the hell these psychologists be saying. And, well, I'm not that great at giving advice. Other than, well, yeah. Go fuck yourself. Be happy. All right, this is CB, Cracker Breezy, and I'm signing off. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good year.